When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah, that's right. Fly Jams Friday. Fly Jams Friday is where we get your weekend off to a funky start by celebrating some great fly R&B songs from the past and the present. 312-981-7200. DJ Shagru is ready. Just got out of the TARDIS with the old with the whole outfit on. Ready to spin your fly jams. What are your requests? Text or talk. 312-981-7200. Esmeralda the Heartmelda is here, and I am now Wiki Wiki Nikki. Fly Jams Friday will commence right after we take a break here for weather and traffic. Yeah, it's one of my fly jam requests this morning. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. It's Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru spinning the disc. Esmeralda, the Heart Melda, is Melda Hearts. And Wiki Wiki Nikki is here. That was a song by Johnny Gill called The Floor. Esmeralda, are you familiar with The Floor?
I am not.
I've chose the three requests that I've chosen this morning, although we might only be able to hear two. I don't know if we're going to hear all three because we have a Blackhawks Express to play. It's an unfortunate Blackhawks Express. We'll be playing that a little bit later on. They have something in common. They are all produced by the fantastic pair, Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. Now, you know,
did they work with Janet? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, no, no. Well, yeah. No, it's those guys. But I call them Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas.
Oh, okay.
But it's actually Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
There you go.
That's their names. But I call them Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. That's how we refer to them on Fly Jams Friday. Because I like to think that Huey Lewis, of Huey Lewis in the News, and Terry Thomas, the famous wacky, gap-toothed British actor from the 60s, worked together and produced phenomenal records for... and they used to be in The Time, and they produced records for Prince and for Janet Jackson and so many other artists. And that was one of the productions of Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. I would just think, Dan, wouldn't it be great? I wish I had some Photoshop or some skills where I could actually, like, put a picture of Huey Lewis next to Terry Thomas by a soundboard with headphones on, you know, like recording Janet Jackson.
Come on, Internet. Make it happen.
I would like to have Photoshopped Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. Terry Thomas, everybody knows who Huey Lewis is. Terry Thomas is one of my favorite. I'm an Anglophile from way back. My favorite person ever, my hero of all time, is Peter Cushing. That's right. A very thin, proper British Englishman who played Dr. Van Helsing. He's my childhood hero. But anyway, Terry Thomas... is a British actor with a gap in his teeth, and he played in a lot of wacky comedies. He was also in a horror movie called The Vault of Horror, and ended up with a hammer slammed into his head, which is a fantastic scene. But anyway, I'd like to see the two of them producing records together. So make that happen, Internet.
Email us your picture at nickdshow@gmail.com.
Yeah, nickdshow@gmail.com if you want to go do your little magic.
Best one gets a Lou Malnati's.
Okay, there you go. Best one of Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas together in a studio producing records. And by the way, if you've never seen what Terry Thomas looks like, Esmeralda, you should do a search.
I did.
Okay, that's him.
He's quite a gap tooth.
Oh, yeah.
It looks good, though.
And he's like, hey, what's happening right now? That's like, hello, I'm Terry Thomas. How are you? I'm Terry Thomas.
Now, I wonder, is that because of the gap tooth?
Oh, he definitely had, like, there was a special S because he had the gap in his tooth. But he did. He's like, I'm Terry Thomas.
Now, in my search,
yeah,
Johnny Depp also was coming up. And he's got a mustache in it. trying to think.
Oh, you know what? It was probably because of Mordecai.
Right.
Because Mordecai, the character that he plays, the way he plays Mordecai, he totally, and I wouldn't be surprised if his inspiration was Terry Thomas. I wouldn't be surprised at all if Johnny Depp said, yeah, I based my entire performance on the great 60s British gap-tooth actor Terry Thomas. And there's a dash after Terry, by the way, if you're looking to do a little Photoshop thing for us. And send your photos of Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas producing records. So that's my theme this morning. You know, Steve Cochran knows Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis because he worked in Minnesota for a long time and knew those guys. And he knew Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas, man. All right. All right, let's get to Fly Jams Friday, Wiki Wiki Nikki. 414 area code wants to hear the one, the only, Marvin Gaye. That's right, because he's too busy thinking about his baby. That's right. All right. How about this one? 630 area code says, can you play this Fly Jam? It's a great one. The song is Clean Up Woman by Betty Wright. Yeah, you know, I really have wondered why that term did not take off more than it should have. Like, what are you, the cleanup woman? You know what I mean? You come in, you steal somebody's man. Oh, you're the cleanup woman. I've never heard that before, but that's a fantastic expression. I've heard the song many times, but I've never, like, heard that become vernacular. Have you ever heard that? I mean...
No, it's great.
It's a great term, though, right, Esmeralda? You think?
I would think it would be the former would be the cleanup, because she cleans them up and then someone else takes them.
I think that's what it. I think that's kind of what it means.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Because I was thinking the other way. I'm like, well, come on.
Yeah. I think you could probably interpret it in many different ways. Like maybe the relationship this woman was in was a mess, and this woman comes in and maybe she's happy.
Or she sweeps him off her feet.
By cleaning him up.
Yes.
I just like the term. I don't care. I think
clean
it's funny.
Up woman.
What are you, the cleanup woman? Coming in taking my man? You the cleanup woman? I like that. You know who else would like that? Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. I'm sure they would do an entire concept album. They could produce a 3-disc concept album called The Cleanup Woman.
Tell Steve Cochran.
Yeah.
And then he'll tell him.
But I actually want the real Huey Lewis. Well, Terry Thomas is dead, so we'd have to dig him up.
He can hear you.
By the way, I heard earlier that Terry Thomas. Huey Lewis is opening for Jimmy Buffett. What world are we living in?
It's that, Jimmy Buffett. Come on.
No, 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 no. Huey Lewis opening for Terry Thomas? I'm sorry. Yeah. Huey Lewis opening for Terry Thomas. Huey Lewis opening for Jimmy Buffett?
Oh, come on.
No.
It may not be right.
It's not right.
But I could see it, because when I used to work at the Tweeter Center, that was the biggest event.
No, it's huge. I'm not. And by the way, we've got tickets here at the station to give away.
So people would be up in arms.
Steve's got some, and Rose got some for your Jimmy Buffett concert. So, no, it's huge. People love it. I just don't think that that's right.
Well, yeah, but you know.
Huey Lewis doesn't open for anyone.
You go protest. He does for Jimmy Buffett.
Well, he shouldn't.
You should go protest. Just have a sign.
I should. I'll be the one guy out there being the bummer, because everybody's like, come on, man. Having a good time. Have a margarita and some cheeseburgers, man, and put on your parrot head. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's like, you know, Cheap Trick opening, you know, it's Hart and Joan Jett, right? Hart, Joan Jett, and Cheap Trick. And Cheap Trick is opening.
For who?
All three of them. It's like...
Well, who goes?
Hart is headlining.
Oh, okay.
Then Joan Jett, then Cheap Trick is opening.
Yeah.
No,
Do
that's
they
wrong.
Trade?
No, it's wrong. That's wrong.
They don't trade off?
No.
Because they all seem to be equal.
No. There are few bands on earth that are equal to Cheap Trick. Few.
And they're not touring with them.
That's right. There are a lot of bands that should be carrying their equipment. Like, you know, Cheap Trick opening that lineup right there, Hart and Joan Jett should be carrying their equipment then. They should be like, you guys go ahead and carry the equipment if we're going to be first up and only play 40 minutes. Nonsense. Okay. Fly Jams Friday. We got a bunch of people on the line. If you want to text in or call in, it's 312-981-7200. Fly Jams Friday will continue after we take a break for the news. That's the fantastic work of Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas producing for... Now, you know, that's obviously Janet Jackson, but she's just featured on that song. The actual artist is Herb Alpert. And, Dan, we must post the full video on our Facebook page. That song is called Diamonds. It's by Herb Alpert, produced by Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas. And featuring Janet Jackson. It's a great song. But the video is absolutely hilarious. And you've got to see the full, because it has like a narrative. There's a storyline. The video is like 7 minutes long. And it's Herb Alpert goes to this club in the 80s. And first of all, just walking around the club in the 80s is fantastic. Just because of the clothing and what people are looking like and how they're dancing. And all of the wonderful characters that approach Herb Alpert in the club at the beginning of the video. But the key to this is the guy who plays the DJ. Now, Dan, you had to like kind of get through this to play it. Did you recognize the dude who plays the DJ?
I did not recognize him, but that is a fantastic outfit.
He's got an incredible outfit. He's got fake like buck teeth and glasses. He's got a fade. Not a giant high-top kid and play fade, but he's got the fade. And that actor is a man by the name of T.K. Carter. T.K. Carter has been in many movies. He was in Seems Like Old Times with Chevy Chase and Goldie Hawn. He's been in, he's in The Thing, which you can see next Tuesday, March 8th. He plays Knowles in The Thing, and he spends almost the entire movie on roller skates. Not the entire movie, but he spends a good portion of the movie on roller skates, skating around. But that's T.K. Carter in the video for Diamonds by Herb Alpert. Have you ever heard Diamonds by Herb Alpert, and that was Janet Jackson singing?
I have not.
Yeah. Great song. That was back when Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas were doing guest producing everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. All right, how about this? Keith sends a request for this one. Once I went to hear them play at a club outside of town. I was so surprised, I was hypnotized by the sound this cat put down. When I saw this short, fat guy stretch a band between his toes. Hey, I laughed so hard, cause the band got down when it finally reached his nose. Yeah, I remember that they did a routine Spinners did a routine with giant rubber bands to that song. I'm not kidding. They did, like, you know how they do the matching dance moves? All of the 70s, you know, fly R&B guys.
Yeah.
They had the matching suits. They would do the moves, you know, like the temps and the pips and all these guys. They would do, and they had a giant rubber band. Each one of them had a giant rubber band that they would step on and pull over their head, and because they were the rubber band man.
Yes.
And I think that song was actually inspired by what they describe in the song as they went to a club and some fat dude pulled out a rubber band and started dancing with it. And they went, man, check out the rubber band man.
Just where do you acquire a big rubber band?
I'm not sure. There were no Office Depots or Staples in those days. I'm not sure if you just went, can I have like a...
the biggest rubber band you have.
Can I have a 4-foot-wide rubber band? I have to do a dance routine. But yeah, so they saw some fat dude stretching around in a rubber band over his head and over his lips and...
Over his lips,
and
wow.
Through his teeth and around his toes.
Holy moly.
They went, man, he's the rubber band man. I can't remember. It was probably on either American Bandstand or on Soul Train that I saw them do the rubber band thing. They all...
Right.
Could have been Midnight Special. Want anything in the 70s. Yeah, man, that's what you need. You want to learn how to be quite an amazing dancer?
A rubber band.
A rubber band. That's right. All right. It's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Since it's Oscar weekend, I decided to pick a song that hit number one on the charts from a movie in 1967, and it wasn't even nominated. But it was a different time back then. I think Camelot won. Anyway, here's my favorite Supreme song. This is The Happening.
That's a great song.
Yes, it is.
That's
a great song.
The movie
The Happening, yeah. Yeah, it is.
That's Hal Blaine from the Wrecking Crew on the drums.
That's such a great song. That is
Florence
a great song.
Florence Ballard's last song with the Supremes. She's died 40 years ago this week.
Yeah. Wow, it was her last song?
Yes.
Wow, okay. Man, great song on Oscar weekend.
Is.
All right, Bob, thank you, buddy.
All right.
Take care.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Fly Jams Friday continues. All right, let's see. Here is Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
All right, buddy. What's happening?
I got another movie-related song from the Motown group, Willie Hutch, Slick, from a terrible movie, The Mac, but a great soundtrack.
All right. Call him Slick. Listen and addressing and looking strong, trying to find somebody to want to gain on. Oh, they call it Slick. Now, Slick ain't got no regrets. Yeah. He's full of tricks, Mike.
Yeah. Hey, Nick.
Yeah.
Didn't Terry Thomas, wasn't he one of the early kills in The Abominable Dr. Fives?
Yeah, he's in he gets killed in Dr. Fives. He gets killed in Vault of Horror. Vault of Horror is the movie where he ends up getting a hammer smashed through his head. But he's in Fives. He's in the first Dr. Fives. Absolutely.
That's it, yeah.
He's the man. All right, Mike, thank you.
Take care, buddy.
All right, take care. The Mac. Man, oh, man. You want to talk about some... You should just check out the costumes for The Mac, Esmeralda. One of the classic pimp exploitation movies of all time. Richard Pryor's in it, too. But you got to... I'm telling you. Some of the best clothing you'll ever see. You know, Dan, you need to check that out, too, man, to maybe spice up the outfit you're wearing.
There are some awesome fedoras.
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you. Because, you know, Dan's got the famous... You know, he's got the giant... the heels with goldfish in them.
Right.
And his pimp boots.
And he wears a beret.
And a beret.
The
wears
beret
a beret.
Seems very simple.
Yeah. Maybe a giant pimp Mac hat.
I did force my dad to buy me a fedora when I was 9 years old for some reason. So.
Wait, what?
No.
I have no idea why. And it was before JT made them cool again. I was like a 9-year-old with a fedora for some reason.
Oh, boy.
It wasn't. Now, you weren't. Were you like, did you make a mistake? You wanted a fedora for sure? You didn't want like an Indiana Jones hat?
Because I saw it on Quantum Leap. And so.
Oh, there it is, man. There it is.
How long did you wear it?
Oh, like years. I made him give it to me because I was going to wear it after a pool party once for some reason.
Oh, boy. You didn't wear it with like anime, silk anime.
Oh, no, no.
Button-ups, did
amazing.
You? Okay, good.
That's amazing.
Sweatpants,
man.
Probably is what I wore. With.
Oh, of course. That's, yeah.
That is truly amazing. Wow.
Is there any photographic evidence of this?
I hope not.
Yeah, that's it. Well, the same person that's doing the Huey Lewis, Terry Thomas, can Photoshop a fedora on top of Dan's head. All right. Here's Tyrone on WGN. Hey, Tyrone.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Well, first of all, Nick, don't ever talk down Beefaroo to your group from Rockford there. Otherwise, you'll get killed in favor of Arby's.
Well, I've never been to Beefaroo. I was just saying people started dissing on Arby's, and I happen to love Arby's.
I love their double roast beef, but we don't got that much time to talk about food, Nick.
Right. You brought it up, I'd like to point out. But go ahead, Tyrone.
Well, you know, the song that always did it for me, Nick, and it was, surprisingly enough, it was on, like, the top 20 or the top 40 back in the early 70s, always did it for me, was Chirpy Chirpy Cheep Cheep by Max and Kitty Kassoon.
Okay, let's hear it. Tyrone, thanks for the call. I've never heard that song before, and I thought I knew like early 70s stuff. I've never heard that before. That's a pretty cool song.
That's good.
It's real good.
How are all these songs seem to be the kind that you bop down the street to?
You
on a summer's day.
That's what you did in the 70s. You dress like Dan is dressed right now, and you'd bop down the street.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the Warriors?
The big boombox.
Did you ever see the Warriors?
Yeah.
Okay, and the Warriors, they've got to bop their way back.
That's true.
They say that during the movie, man. every gang in the city is looking to get us, and so are the cops. We're going to have to bop our way back. They got to bop their way back to Coney. They got to bop back to Coney. I'm going to go home and watch the Warriors, man. It's one of my favorite movies ever. Okay, we have to break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we'll have a Blackhawks Express. When we come back from the Blackhawks Express, we'll wrap up our Fly Jams Friday as well. Pecorine, man. For many years, my favorite goalie in the league. And didn't need him to play like he played last night when he played on his head. Boy, it's a tough time for the Hawks right now, man. Next game is Sunday against the Capitals, another great team. Pregame at 11, puck drop at 11:30 a.m., a special matinee. You know why? Because the Hawks knew that the Academy Awards were Sunday night. And they said that would screw up Nick's night. So let's play in the morning.
And they probably have an Oscar party. Oh, can you imagine? I imagine they just wander about like in the commercials in their outfits.
Their outfits? In their outfits. What they wear on the ice is an outfit? It's not figure skating, Esmeralda. It's hockey.
And their equipment?
Okay. In their uniforms.
Uniforms, yeah. There we go.
Their outfits. All right, here's Harold on WGN, Fly Jams Friday. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, you know you were talking about the Warriors.
Yes.
There was the lady DJ that said they're going to bop their way back to.
Yeah, she says it too.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Did they say it? I remember she said it. I didn't remember that they said it.
No, we're going to have to bop our way back. I'm trying to remember who says it, but one of the guys says it. And she says it as well. The riffs say it too. I was just discussing off the air with Esmeralda my love for the Warriors. Go ahead, Harold, because we got it. We're struck for time.
Okay. So I kind of dabbled in the 70s and 80s with my movie tie-in. So
yeah.
I decided to go with something from 1995 from Dangerous Minds in Gangster's Paradise from Coolio.
Okay.
I'm I'm the kind of need a little homies wanna be like on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
You know, I got to say a couple things real quick. One, Michelle Pfeiffer is extraordinary in this video. She just would tell me about it. And she puts the chair, she turns the chair backwards and sits down in front of Coolio. And I want to smack Coolio. Here's why. Because he was mad at Weird Al for doing Amish Paradise.
I could kind of see
you can't kind of see. You let Weird Al do whatever the hell he wants, whenever the hell he wants.
Song.
Come on.
I could see that.
No.
That man who sings the chorus is so sweaty in that video.
But yes, he is.
He's so sweaty.
But it didn't stop Coolio from getting a lot of money from making that Weird Al thing.
True.
He got money. He got paid. So he needs to shut up. If he felt so strongly about it, he shouldn't have given Weird Al permission.
He didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Okay, hold on. We'll talk about this later. Maybe off the air. We might have to bop our way back.
Jokey.
All right. Here's Steve. Hi, Steve.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Enjoy.
Okay. Now, back to this.
He didn't.
He did. You
the record label.
Okay.
The record label didn't ask him.
The record label didn't ask him.
Mm-hmm.
But he wrote the song.
I know, but the record label gave the okay. They didn't tell Coolio, and that's where the miscommunication happened.
All right, I don't buy that.
I watched the behind the music.
I did too.
Yeah, there's a list out there of the stories behind 9 of Weird Al's most popular parodies, and that's one of them. So, and it confirms Esmeralda's.
Yeah.
How does a songwriter not? Then obviously. Coolio's an idiot businessman. If he allows the record company to sell his songs, then he doesn't know how to negotiate a contract.
Well, where is he now?
He's on the Cooking Channel.
There you go.
He's on like cooking reality shows with his hair. I like Coolio, man.
No, that's fine, but like
but that
said,
bothered me.
I don't think he has a head for the music
no,
business.
No, clearly not. And man, don't be mad at Weird Al. Weird Al rules.
I think they've patched it up since.
I'm sure they did. You know why? Because Weird Al is a hell of a lot more pop. Weird Al could do a lot more for Coolio right now for his career. Back then, Coolio was hot stuff, mid-90s. 20 years later, Weird Al, he's probably knocking on Weird Al's door going, the best parody ever was the one that you did. Amish Paradise is the greatest parody you've ever done. You know that's happening right now as we speak.
He's got a cooking show. He's fine.
He doesn't have a show. He was a guest on it.
And to improve your image of him, Coolio later apologized. That was a stupid thing for me to do. That was one of the dumbest things I did in my career is fight that.
Okay, I like him. Don't be dissing. Don't be dissing on Weird Al. He's the man. He's the man. Weird Al needs to bop his way back home. All right, Esmeralda, have fun with your soup party.
Thank you.
And save some soup. Save some soup for me. Bring it in Tuesday morning.
Right. No, I will.
Seriously.
Unless they eat it all because it's that good.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. Well, have fun.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, it's time for the news and the opening bell right here on WGN.